A panel of Virginia lawmakers have quashed a bill that would have allowed murder charges for drug dealers. Virginia's Senate Judiciary Committee, led by Democrats, voted the measure down 8-7 on Monday. A House version is likely to meet the same fate. The bill, endorsed by Governor Glenn Youngkin, would have allowed prosecutors in the Commonwealth to charge drug dealers with second-degree murder if a user dies of an overdose. Advocates said it was needed to hold dealers accountable and address rising overdose deaths. The bill's sponsor pointed to a 2014 Virginia Supreme Court ruling that said if a drug dealer leaves and the person overdoses, they can't be charged. But lawmakers also heard from opponents who said it could discourage people from calling 911 if they see someone overdosing. I'm Jennifer King.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.